Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe this morning. Stay weather aware. Afternoon today, partly sunny skies with a high around 78 on this election day. Tonight's low with partly cloudy skies down to about 61. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms again, high in the middle 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday, high 73 as another front approaches. Scattered thunderstorms on Friday before ending, high 68, then much cooler over the upcoming weekend. Our weather app will keep you on top of any potential watches or warnings for your particular location. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Autauga County Sheriff officials have identified the 9-year-old girl killed in an accidental shooting. Sheriff Joe Settinger says Alyssa Davis died Sunday at Children's Hospital in Birmingham. Davis was a student at Pine Level Elementary School. Alabama's gubernatorial candidates crisscrossed the state Monday ahead of today's election. Political analyst Steve Flowers says Walt Maddox is a good candidate and popular Tuscaloosa mayor, but he believes Kate Ivey has the advantage because he says Alabama is a Republican state and she is the incumbent. And Montgomery County voters will also decide how to reshape the county school board. Many incumbents were already defeated in the primaries, making way for many new faces on the school board. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service has been keeping the River Region going since 1949. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Lisa Keith, candidate for Montgomery Board of Education, District 1. When I exposed the grade-changing scandal 4 years ago, I decided to run for the Board of Education. It didn't take me long to realize that my crusade to improve the quality of education was unwelcomed by the establishment. Because I have challenged the status quo and demanded results for our children, I was often outvoted 6-1 by the entrenched incumbents. What I have fought against are nepotism, friends and family, massive discipline problems, excessive teacher absences, and grossly low proficiency scores. We must demand transparency, accountability, and the truth from the top down. I'm Lisa Keith, and on Tuesday, I need your vote to change the direction of public education in Montgomery County. As parents, you deserve it, and as taxpayers, you should demand it.
Paid for by supporters of Dr. Lisa Keith. Box 640518, Montgomery, 36117.
Marguerite's is your personal jeweler. Marguerite's is a real professional jewelry store. We've been in this business for over 50 years. We've traveled worldwide. We've had factories worldwide. We've consulted with jewelers worldwide. And we've designed and marketed all throughout the world. Marguerite, Benji, and Lyle bring a unique ability to Marguerite's, and it's going to transcend into your jewelry. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the highest quality, the best design, and at the best money. Located in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Rug Doctors Ask the Doc. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. Ready for the holidays?
I am, but my house is not.
So you're hosting?
Yes, and I've put off cleaning my carpet way too long. I called several companies advertising $99 specials, but their final estimates were, well...
uglier than a holiday sweater?
They are now on my naughty list.
I have a simple solution, Tina. Rent our Rug Doctor Pro Deep Cleaner for just $34.99. Its pro-grade power sprays, scrubs, and extracts the dirt and odors that live deep in your carpet. You'll have a fresh, clean, guest-ready home and holiday cash to spare.
Sweet. You're going on my nice list.
I can always use socks.
Thanks, Doc.
Get your home holiday ready by renting a Rug Doctor for just $34.99 at your local grocer. Find yours at rugdoctor.com. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
My favorite shows every couple years, the election show. Not the day after the election when we break down what happened, but the actual election show. One of my favorites. Election day is like the Super Bowl. I love the Sunday of Super Bowl, particularly if you have an interest in who's playing. You get out there and you watch the build-up all day and the pageantry, and you've had a week, you know, Super Bowl week with all the predictions, and then you know the teams are having their team meal and there's nothing else that can change, right? If you're playing, you're playing. If you're not, you're not. Same thing with election. I mean, the teams are having their team meal right now, and we'll find out tonight what happened. I love election night. I absolutely love election night. I'm going to give you a little insight into what I'm thinking today and how this is going to go. I'm Baron Coleman. Jack will be in just a little bit. Steve Flowers is going to join us, as he typically does, for Election Day coverage. Talk about state, local, national elections pretty much all day today if you want. I do have some other news that has nothing to do with elections. We'll cover some of that as well. But I want to start because the national media has sort of written off the Republican Party for dead in the House of Representatives. I want to start off with a gentle reminder of where we were just 2 years ago.
Now, if I didn't know any better, I'd say that you're looking at running for president.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
I am officially running for president of the United States. And we are going to make our country great again.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
I think that man will be president of the United States right about the time that spaceships come down, filled with dinosaurs and red cake.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Donald Trump will not be called president.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
Donald Trump will never, ever be president.
Basically moderator, yeah. But apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Yeah. At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
You're never going to be president of the United States by insulting your way to the
president.
Let's
see, I'm at 42 and you're at 30.
We have a key race alert right now. Donald Trump now has reached the number of delegates needed to clinch the Republican presidential nomination.
So, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on.
Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky with its 8 electoral votes, in Indiana with its 11 electoral votes, West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes, North Dakota with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri, Ohio, Idaho, North Carolina.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Together, we will make America great again.
I bring that up for a reason. 2 years ago, basically today, but 2 years ago, 2 days ago, They gave him the New York Times gave him a 9% chance of becoming president. Huffington Post gave him a 1% chance of being president. The most generous was Nate Silver over at 538, who gave Donald Trump like a 24% chance of being president. That was the most. And yet, at the end of the night, we got to see some really long faces, and we got to see some outrageous behavior from Democrats for the last 2 years, which has been phenomenal. It's just been phenomenal. It's been the most entertaining. It's been the best. I hope tonight has a similar outcome. I do. I'm a partisan. I don't hide it. I don't try to, but bam, 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 you're not being objective. Listen, I'm not objective. I'm not objective on things like this. I don't want to be objective on things like this. I want America to be great again. And the only way America could be great again is for Donald J. Trump to do what he does. And the best way for that to happen is to have a Republican House and a Republican Senate. I don't care about these governorships. I really don't. You know what? State sovereignty is basically being washed away. State schmate. I mean, I wish it wasn't so, but it basically is. I don't care about these governorships. And there's not a single competitive race in the state of Alabama. I don't think there's a single competitive legislative race. There might be one or two here and there, maybe. But the balance of the House of Representatives, the balance of the Senate inside the state of Alabama, it is not at risk. The Republicans will have a mortal stranglehold, 70-75% over both. Amendment 2 is interesting to watch just to see if Planned Parenthood can lie their way into convincing Republicans to vote against a pro-life amendment. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. But other than that, I mean, it's all national all the time in this election. It's all national all the time. I don't care what happens to the Board of Trustees of the University of Alabama. Why is that a constitutional amendment? Please, someone tell me why they can't just, through Robert's Rules of Order, change their board. Well, I mean, I don't understand that. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Well, we have to have a constitutional amendment on how old you have to be a trustee at the University of Alabama. We're going to be red elephants, but we can't be red elephants after the age of 70, so we got to change the Constitution. State of Alabama, Amendment 3, got to get out there and vote yes, so Paul Jr. can stay on the board, which is what that's about, by the way. But anyway, I mean, that's kind of the way I see it. So we'll sort of break it down as the day goes by. Again, Jack will be in moments. I mean, mere moments. He might have sneaked in already. And Steve Flowers will be by in just a little bit to help us cover the election-related news. And again, like I said, there's other news out there. And in fact, I think significant news. Significant news. But we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out. Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. We'll get Jack mic'd up in just a second. We'll be back.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quantity Citgo dry clean gasoline. United Food.
Thank you. I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastburg Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastburg Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastburg is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas Open House. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on Twain Curve for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
After 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell's here. When the love starts, Steve Flowers will be around shortly.
How you doing?
How are you doing, good sir? Carolyn's shagging phones, so if you don't like talking to me, Tuesdays and Fridays are great days to call. Tuesdays and Fridays, fantastic days to call. It is the first Tuesday of the month. Normally, the mayor comes in the first Tuesday of the month. We have kicked it a week, I believe. Actually, I need to check my calendar to see exactly what day we kicked it to. But I think we've kicked it a week-ish, somewhere in there, because he didn't want to compete, I don't think, with the election. So we're going to sneak him in here sometime in the next week or so.
I just got a text saying that this person's voting at Huntington and has never seen such heavy turnout.
Well, I was going to say that. I went at 7 o'clock. I mean, I was there right at 7 o'clock when the poll opened out in Pike Road, Alabama, and I was probably the 75th person in line, maybe, or maybe 100th person in line. And then when I left, the line was longer than when I got there. This is the heaviest turnout I've seen at that ballot location since 2016, the election of Donald J. Trump. And that is a heavy Republican box I vote in, a heavy Republican box. There are some Democrats who vote there. But it's probably a 70-30 or better Republican box. Now, I got updates, as I do. I get updates from around the River Region and beyond. I got updates from Selma. I heard the boxes are absolutely empty in Selma.
Really?
Yes, that the Democrats have done nothing to get out the vote in Selma. An update from Sardis. Someone said the box is completely empty in Sardis, Alabama. So, you know, this is not a bipartisan turnout so far here in the state of Alabama. We'll see how that shapes up. Maybe the Democrat boxes are heavier later in the day and the Republican boxes are heavier early in the day. We'll get to that as well. And I know that on Election Day, typically we go through and we take all your calls about how many people are at your particular polling location. We're trying to keep that to a minimum today. Try to keep that to a minimum. If there's something highly unusual or something that you just have to bring to our attention, please do. But by and large, I think there's some other stuff we probably need to cover and get to. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. J.D.?
Hey, I just wanted to throw out a friendly reminder, and I'll tell you what, I heard it last week from you guys, a lady that said it on the radio deserves an award. If you can't say yes, you can't say no. I'm sorry, I had to throw that back out there. That is the ultimate phrase right there.
It is without a doubt the best thing to come out of this radio program in 4.5 years. It is my new motto in life. It's my new mantra. If you can't say yes, you can't say no. You know, and it's as simple as when you see some, you say you're going to see somebody later. Well, you can't say yes, but you can't say no.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah.
It's basically the world is one big maybe, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Hey, you know, I'm great with that, too. I'm great with that, too, but it makes you acknowledge, you know, if you got to say yes, you got to say no. It makes you acknowledge the other side.
Yeah, no,
so
it's dynamite.
I dig it, fellas.
Yeah.
Well, hey, y'all have a great program. I always enjoy it. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you so much. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Randall.
Morning, man. That is one of the great sayings. There's so much you learn on Blue Water, brother. I mean, I had to echo that. Yesterday, I just learned that the grass is only greener where you water it at. It ain't always greener on the other side. So, I mean, that saying that you can't say yes, you can't say no, man, that is the best thing. It needs to be on a funny shirt, and the grass is only greener where you water it on the back, man. Blue Water Broadcasting all the way to the top. And, I got to say, I got people here that's from Texas living here, Baron, and their daughter has called to make sure a month ago that she was arrested. They ain't never worried about this before now. Not when Donald Trump was running for president, but they called to make sure that she was registered, you know, had her, you know, signed over, moved her address from Texas, ain't voted since she's been in Alabama. But all of a sudden, today, we got to make sure we take her to vote. And like you said, everybody has Fox News changed, and nobody thinks about the state individually anymore, and it's all America, or is it just because of the caravan thing that this kind of...
No, it's not. I mean, one of the reasons Alabama elections are exceedingly boring now is because we've basically become a one-party state the other way. We were a Democrat state only for years and years and years and years and years, 100-plus years. Democrats are the only competitive party. I think in 1998, when I moved to Alabama... I moved in 97, but in 98 was the first election I went through. And I was shocked when they had the state election, the midterm election in 98, to learn that out of 105 members of the Alabama House, only like 20 were Republicans. I mean, it stunned me because Alabama is such a conservative state. I thought, why are they voting for the party of you know, these wacko bird liberals? But that was just reality. We were basically a one-party state, so there was a competitive primary in some instances, but even then, not really. And then the general election generally wasn't that competitive outside of maybe governor. It's gone the other way. Now it's such a mortal stranglehold of a state for Republicans that it's a boring general election. I mean, it's just a boring general election, and they redistricted it in such a way that there's not a single competitive legislative seat anywhere. Every single district is 70% Republican or 70% Democrat. There are very few that are even 60% Republican or 60% Democrat. Almost every single district is 70%+ one way or the other. And it makes for boring general elections. It's not a two-party state. This is a one-party state.
It's almost like Gerald Dowd draw the damn lines up. I'm sorry. If you followed,
not even Gerald Dowd could draw lines. He could consistently win. He almost lost his own lines the election after drawing them in 2014. In fact, had a box not gone wonky at the Auburn Hotel right there on College and University. Maybe he did. He would have lost it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I do want to cover some other news. We'll get to the election, I promise. We're going to spend plenty of time on the election today. We'll let some of the vote totals build up, and maybe we'll get totals closer to 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, somewhere in there. But I want to bring to your attention a couple of things here that are non-election related. The U.S. Olympic Committee has stripped USA Gymnastics of its sanctioning ability. Which means, as we speak right now, there is no U.S. gymnastics team. If the Olympics were held tomorrow, there would be no American representation on the Olympic team. I think it's remarkable. I think it's remarkable for a couple reasons. One is, a lot of people, when they think Summer Olympics, only think U.S. gymnastics. That's the only thing they tune in to watch. I still remember when I was young, some of the names of the people who were around there. What was the little girl on the Wheaties box? Mary Lou Retton,
yeah.
Yeah, there was Kim Zemeskal and Shannon, whatever her name was. There were these big, larger-than-life names of these 16, 18, 20-year-old kids
who would go out there and they would, you know, do their whole life to get up on a balance beam for 45 seconds, and they became legends inside the country. I think it's remarkable that the U.S. Olympic Committee has taken this step to decertify USA Gymnastics as a sanctioning governing body for gymnastics. If you think that's not a big deal, that they can just easily bring somebody else in to fill that gap, USA Gymnastics represents about 150,000 gymnasts at 3,000 locations. All those people will have to be certified through some other governing body if the U.S. Olympic Committee decides to reinstate gymnastics. I assume they will. But I bring it up for a specific reason. USA Gymnastics, particularly women's gymnastics, but even the men's gymnastics, was considered kind of a sacred cow, something that couldn't be killed. And there was a sexual assault scandal that bubbled under the surface for what seems like decades now, looking back, and went unaddressed for decades. And when it finally broke to the surface, they realized what an absolute travesty and scandal it was. You had dozens, and then it turned into over 100 different gymnasts, male and female, coming forward saying they were sexually assaulted by USA Gymnastics people at various locations, including some of the snazziest locations in USA Gymnastics lore. I mean, like the Caroli Ranch. This was like the final stop for most of these kids before they went to the Olympics. And I just use it as a warning to every other institution and organization, including government, state government and federal government, that have these sexual assault scandals bubbling under the surface. Nobody's above anything. Nobody's above anything. And I think one day it could be... There could be other institutions that erupt this way over sexual assault scandals that are consistently and continuously being covered up. They've gone through four presidents and CEOs of USA Gymnastics since the scandal broke, trying to find somebody who can tame the problem and get a handle on it, and have not yet been able to do so. So keep an eye on that right there. We'll try to keep you sort of up to speed. The only other... And I guess it's related news. The only other story I wanted to make sure I covered today at some point before we went all election all the time. Under Armour. Did you see this headline? Under Armour had to issue a rule for Under Armour saying that employees were no longer allowed to use the company credit card for strip club visits, nor were they allowed to expense strip club visits. They had to put out a formal policy about this. And I think that's awfully remarkable for a company the size of Under Armour to publicly admit they had such a problem that it wasn't like they could just go talk to Steve down the hall and say, hey, Steve, knock it off. They had to put like a company-wide policy out, a company-wide email that said, no more strip clubs, people. Stop expensing strip clubs. So when you buy those tennis shoes and they're $139, just understand that a portion of that price is going to pay some girl named Tulip down at the Gold Club, wherever Under Armour is. All right? Just understand that that's cooked into the price of the shoe. And I have some Under Armour gear. I have two very comfortable Under Armour shirts that I wear frequently. They don't touch these Nike t-shirts, but they're pretty comfortable. Anyway, we have other stories to get to, including election-related stories. I just wanted to make sure those two got covered early while people were still enjoying breakfast. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. When we get back, Jack Campbell, Steve Flowers, Baron Coleman, covering the election as only Blue Water Broadcasting can do. Stay tuned.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues at least through the first half of the day today. We should see improvement later with partly sunny skies. High temperature on this election day up to 78. Please vote. Tonight's low down to about 61 with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around again. Middle 70s tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday. High around 73 as another front approaches. Then scattered thunderstorms Friday before ending. High 68. Much cooler over this upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The world is a vampire.
All right, the only other thing I want to say is I am very irritated with our judge of probate for Montgomery County.
Why is that, Baron?
Because I've gotten three or four spam messages from the probate judge of Montgomery County telling me to go vote, which is fine. I mean, the general reminder to go vote, I don't mind
that.
It's
none of his damn business.
I don't think it's the role of the probate judge to promote voting. I think it's the role of the probate judge to count the votes.
Exactly.
But here's what it says. The fate of our community, let me go back to it here. The fate of our community will be decided today from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Make sure your voice is heard because your vote matters, exclamation point. Dash probate judge Stephen L. Reed.
Well, he's never done that before. It's very interesting now that he wants to run for mayor that he's sending this stuff out.
There is 0% doubt in my head that he is using your probate county tax dollars to promote his mayoral race by doing this. Why else put his name on there? Why else put Stephen L. Reed on there except to make sure everybody gets a text message? And really, like three or four now, text messages that say Stephen L. Reed on it. And here's the other part that bothers me. He's doing it from dead numbers. He's probably using an auto dialer. And he's doing it from multiple dead numbers so you can't block them. And I think it's low class. It's trashy. It's beneath the office. It makes him look like a damn clown. And if this is all the better Stephen L. Reed can do, I hope he doesn't remain probate judge, and I hope he never sniffs the mayor's office. And I know that's what this is about. He's trying to build his name ID in advance of running for mayor. And it's disgusting and it's gross, and he's using your tax dollars to campaign, and it should be called out for what it is. Stop spamming people. And to begin with, what community's fate is being decided today? Honestly, what community do you think he's talking about?
I know exactly what he's talking about.
When people use the buzzword, the community, who are they talking about? Our community. When a black probate judge sends a message that says, our community's fate will be decided, go vote, who do you think he's talking to?
Wes Montgomery.
You think he's talking to me?
No.
Talking to Jack.
Yeah. Trying to scare me out of the race. It ain't going
to
work.
This is a race-baiting campaign text message to try to boost turnout for Democrats, and it's gross. And he's, and on a side note is he's trying to boost his own name ID. And it's gross. I'm sorry. It's gross. Stop it. Please don't do it again. This is beneath somebody. And please, will somebody pass a damn law at the county commission level, at the city level, at the state level, somewhere that says probate judges cannot use tax dollars to spam people? Please. 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 If he wants to pay for this out of his campaign account, fine. Someone texted me and said they got four yesterday from him. Four. I know I got three yesterday and one this morning.
I ain't got nairn.
Well, Jack,
I'm glad.
He wants you, don't want you to vote on, yeah.
Anyway, our number 272-9228-272922. Steve Flowers is in. How are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Would you ever do that if you were the probate judge?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't care if people voted or not.
Are you going to take a position? Are you going to take a position in the Campbell administration when he's the next mayor?
Well, I don't know. I might. If he steals some money, I guess I will. That's what Big Jim was saying.
There'll be no stolen money under Jack Campbell because Steve Flowers will be the finance director and he'll have stolen it all.
First time old C, when John C ran for the Secretary of State, he saw Big Jim. Big Jim said, "Boy, what you running for?" He said, "Secretary of State." He said, "Well, don't you know you can't steal no money in that job?" What you running for that for?
Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. Steve joins us as he does to talk about the elections. It's my position, Steve, that the elections inside the state of Alabama are exceedingly boring.
They really are. It's boring, the most boring I've ever seen.
There's not a single competitive race on the ballot, not for Congress, not for state Senate, state House, or any statewide office. Why are the polling places chocked full?
Well, it's this national politics, partisan politics. The nation and Alabama have gotten into partisan corners, just partisanship. Everybody's either going to vote Republican or Democratic. They're out there doing that, thinking they're voting for or against Trump. They've nationalized our local elections. Our local elections are sort of, you can't run as a conservative Democrat. There is one competitive race, and I don't think he'll succeed. Johnny McMahon up there in the Northwest.
Running against Stutz.
Yeah. But I think Stutz is going to win because of the R label.
Yeah. I think the Republican is so strong. And I think that's the same thing with Craig Ford up in Etowah County. Yeah. I don't think he can win.
Well, that's difficult to run as an independent anyway.
Because you don't get any of the straight ticket votes.
No, I think it's not even. That was just ludicrous, I think, for him to have done that.
I think he might have been competitive as a Democrat.
Probably would have.
Why did he not run?
I don't understand that. I think he got mad with the Democratic hierarchy.
I think you're right.
You mean why he didn't run for the House?
Why he didn't run as a Democrat?
I think because he wouldn't have had any power at all in the Alabama Senate. I mean, he wouldn't have, what was he going to do? Sit in a corner? I mean, Harry Anne didn't have much power as an independent. Democrats don't accept
you. Write-in votes for Harry Anne in Dothan today.
Who?
Harry Anne's getting some write-in votes in Dothan.
Is she the one organizing that?
I don't think she is. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
I heard she was organizing.
It's hard to do it without a real concerted effort. Hard to do it anywhere. But
Gerald did it once.
Well, did Dial do it?
Not as a write-in. He was an independent.
But no, Lowell Barron did it.
Is that
it.
Right?
Lowell Barron did it up in the DeKalb County. That was a well-organized machine.
So what do we watch for at the end of the night in the state of Alabama?
Well, I think three of the Democratic races will be interesting to watch. I think you've got to watch that Jefferson County area because it's been teetering Democratic, but it could have a Republican surge this time. They fielded, Democrats have fielded candidates in all over the mountain districts against Carnes and Faulkner and some of the others. And early polling showed one or two of them had a chance, but the Kavanaugh hearing gave the Republicans a bump. Now, whether it's still there or not in Alabama, that's what the polling I've seen attributes to why Stutz is going to prevail in northwest Alabama.
Because of the Republican tidal wave?
The bump they got on the Kavanaugh hearing. But whether it's still there or not, I don't know.
Do you think that extends all the way down to the local level, though?
I think it does. I think it's shown in those legislative races it does. It has.
It will this time because people are so mad about it.
Yeah, I think it's gone down to the legislative races.
It was interesting timing. It could not have gone worse for Democrats. And I think they thought it would unify their base with outrage. But what it ended up doing is, right when Republicans were needing to make a decision, are we going to stick together or are we going to divide, it brought the Lindsey Graham, George Bush, John McCain wing of the party together with the Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee wing of the party. And everybody all of a sudden was singing Kumbaya and holding hands. I see people now, like myself, who despise Lindsey Graham on a daily basis, now rooting for Lindsey Graham because all of a sudden he's the guy who stuck up for Brett Kavanaugh.
I really did not like him before that.
I didn't either. I still don't, really.
But I really wound up liking that guy. And it wasn't the speech he made on the television. It was the one the next day. Was extremely good.
You mean when he was interviewed?
Yeah, well, no, it was around 10 o'clock of the day of the vote, one day after the highlighted speech. But, people don't realize this. You know this as a lawyer. People assume that having a Republican conservative on the Supreme Court is only about social issues. But, you know, 80% of the cases are business issues. And a pro-business judge is important to conservative Americans. And that's why that Kavanaugh confirmation. You know, whether you like Trump or not, he's got a legacy. If you're a conservative American, he's had two Supreme Court judges and really good ones.
Yeah,
well qualified ones.
Absolutely,
and Kavanaugh. And they're both young, 53 years old. They'll be here 25 years, but the real coup that's been pulled off, and you know this as a lawyer, is what Shelby's done with these Supreme Court, with these federal judges here in Alabama.
Yeah,
and Sessions sitting on those appointments of Obama's appointments for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
and letting them all now. People like Keith Watkins had a pretty heavy caseload.
Sure,
and he wanted some help, but ultimately, who would have thought you'd have a Republican president and a Republican Senate,
right,
and be able to get those confirmations through? They just arbitrarily sat on those Obama appointments.
Yeah, and you've got some really, really good people.
Well, they're young. Katie Britt did those.
Yeah.
She was in charge of it.
Emily Marks has got to be in her early 40s.
Yeah, she's there 30 years easy.
Or 40.
Uh-huh.
Who was the other guy? Andrew Brasher?
He
looks like he's 23 years old. I don't know. He might be 40.
Well, that's a legacy that will be in Shelby's legacy.
And they're not done.
Well, they've got them all appointed. They've just got two left to confirm. I think. Only lack two.
But they'll get other people who'll take senior status.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Later after these six.
You're right.
It's a heck of a legacy.
Yeah, because the Republicans will maintain the Senate. And a lot of those Democrats will not hold out. A lot of Democrat judges are not going to hold out another 2 years.
You're exactly right.
So he'll have more open up.
Nationwide.
Not just here in Alabama, but you know the circuit courts have to be stocked full of conservatives to put cases in the right position to get to the United States Supreme Court. They just do.
I was talking with Katie about that thing. Shelby not only paved the way for the Alabama ones, he paved the way for the rest of them.
Yeah,
he got the road clear for all those federal judges. That's a real legacy.
I want to bring up Katie Britt in a second. I want to get to a phone call before we take a break, though. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Fast Eddie.
Hey, speaking of judges, you know, I've noticed there's basically no Democratic opposition in the appeals court or the Supreme Court, hardly. But there's no Republican opposition to any of our local judges. I mean, just why are opposing parties not putting candidates up for these seats?
Because they can't win, and why waste the money, and why embarrass somebody, especially on the judicial.
I think Jimmy Bull can beat. Okay?
No, he can't. No, he can't. Not in Montgomery County. No Republican will ever win countywide in Montgomery County ever again. Those days are over. But I'll say this: if you're a lawyer and you practice in front of Jimmy Poole, you're not going to run against him if you know you can't win.
You know you can't win if you're a conservative against him anyway, because he puts it all over Facebook.
Well, he's a
very inappropriate.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Take it up with the bar. Take it up with Jake. You know, right? Make a Jake complaint.
I've taken it up with Jimmy more than once. So
I like Jimmy as a lawyer practicing in Montgomery. I like Jimmy Poole. I would never run against him.
What a fine American. I like him. as a judge, I don't think it's appropriate to have your mind set so in one direction, liberally or conservatively, that and then be spouting your positions.
Hey, look, judges can be partisan, fiercely partisan. And when they walk in the courtroom and they put on that black robe, you know that black robe's meant to make everybody equal, right? You can't see what kind of clothes the judge has on under. You're not supposed to be able to see if it's a man or a woman, tall, short, fat, thin. That robe is supposed to blank out the individual, and then you just rule the way the law and the facts tell you you have to rule. And
I wish that.
As long as judges do that, I don't care what they say on Facebook.
Well, there was a huge turnout in Cloverdale. It was like around 700 by 9:30, and it was a 35-minute line. By the time I left, it was probably an hour line.
That was a championship.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate your call. Thank you. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has delicious pizza pies, award-winning pizza pies, the greatest pizza pies in the state of Alabama, according to a travel magazine who blew through the state of Alabama, and the best in central Alabama, according to AL.com. AL.com doesn't know anything about news, but they know everything about pizza, as far as I'm concerned. These guys, they wouldn't know news if it came up and bit them, but they know pizza. Everybody knows pizza. You know good pizza when you see it. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Montgomery. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the 11 o'clock hour. But look, it's a great sponsor of hour number one, and I encourage you to be there. Steve Flowers in the studio, Jack and Barron with you. We'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Rug Doctors Ask the Doc. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. Ready for the holidays?
I am, but my house is not.
So you're hosting?
Yes, and I've put off cleaning my carpet way too long. I called several companies advertising $99 specials, but their final estimates were, well...
uglier than a holiday sweater?
They are now on my naughty list.
I have a simple solution, Tina. Rent our Rug Doctor Pro Deep Cleaner for just $34.99. Its pro-grade power sprays, scrubs, and extracts the dirt and odors that live deep in your carpet. You'll have a fresh, clean, guest-ready home and holiday cash to spare.
Sweet. You're going on my nice list.
I can always use socks.
Thanks, Doc.
Get your home holiday ready by renting a Rug Doctor for just $34.99 at your local grocer. Find yours at rugdoctor.com. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guys, welcome back in to News and Views. My friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, Greg and all his staff over there, they are nothing short of spectacular. If you want to get the best bang for your buck for employee benefits, you got to get on the phone with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. That's the number, 356-1502. Easy to get in touch with. Easy to get in touch with Greg Grant and his friends over there. They are dynamite. These guys know employee benefits inside and out, and they know how to save you money on your employee benefits. So get in touch with them, 356-1502, or jump on their website, cornerstonemga.com, cornerstonemga.com, and check them out. Check them out and ask them to come give you a free quote, and they'll help talk you through the process, and you'll be impressed. I promise you, you'll be impressed. 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. I got Jack Campbell in the studio. I'm Baron Coleman. I got Steve Flowers in the studio, and we're here to talk a little bit about the election turnout. The turnout was remarkably high in some of the areas.
It is real high. I just got a text from my older daughter, who is 40 and is a lawyer in Birmingham, in Vestavia. Says she's standing in line with 200 people in Vestavia.
Yeah, and that's a Republican box.
Standing in line to vote.
Yeah, that's a Republican box.
Yeah.
I got a text a moment ago from someone who just left the Selma courthouse at 9:48, only 71 votes. That's their big box over there. So this is not a bipartisan turnout.
No, it's a Republican turnout.
It's a Republican turnout in Alabama. Are you a believer, either one of you, that storms any longer affect outcomes? Because East Coast is just getting crazy.
I think it keeps old people at home.
Well, you take the best example is in Mobile and Baldwin during the Republican primary. It was a torrential downpour the entire morning down there, and that was half the turnout. They voted half what they could, but you couldn't even get out of your house.
But does it change the outcome?
I don't think so, unless it hits a certain locale. Let's say you had a thunderstorm in Shelby County or Baldwin County, or you had a thunderstorm in the Black Belt.
Well, like Eastern Pennsylvania is going to continue to get murdered by this gigantic storm for the next several hours. Is that going to depress turnout in Eastern Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And reduce Bob Casey's chances, because it's beautiful in Western PA where the Republicans are going to do well?
And there's no question. If you got a storm, you can't hardly get out. How are you going to get out if it's like pouring rain and crazy?
All right. Now, what about a state like Connecticut? It gets hit all at the same time because it's small. Does the Republican governor, for example, have a better shot than the Democrat? In other words, do Republicans turn out in the rain and Democrats don't?
I have to think it helps Republicans, because a Republican is an older voter who has nothing better to do than go vote, and they're going to turn out to vote.
And they don't mind being in the rain?
Well, if they're real old, they can't do it, but I'm talking about just 65 to 75.
They're going out.
They're going to vote.
The 30-year-old scared off
Jack
by
about
rain.
Jack says that the old people don't vote. They do vote. I think it does the same way that nationally young people don't vote as much as older people do.
If you ever buy political data, Jack, I know you have, it's interesting to look at. When you look at the 4 out of 4 voters, people who voted in 4 of the last 4 elections,
yeah,
they're almost always 60 and up.
That's right.
You rarely
and
find someone
nationwide.
In the 40s.
That's not Alabama.
That's everywhere.
It just makes sense. If you've got a 25 to 35 year old person, they're building their career, they're building their families, they got children to get to daycare, to school, to make a mortgage payment. A 65-year-old, 75-year-old person ain't got nothing better to do to go vote.
All they do is sit around and watch the news all day anyway.
Watch Fox.
Or the weather.
And, yeah. Watch Fox and get fired up, you know. And they, well, I mean, they're retired, you know.
I'm telling you, something's going on out there, and I tend to believe, as I have for several days now, that the Republicans will hold the House of Representatives. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I mean, I've been wrong about other things before. This is just an opinion. But I tend to believe, looking out at the map, that Republicans will hold the House of Representatives. But I think either way, we'll know by about 9 or 9:30.
I don't know. I disagree with you on that. I think that that you're going to be maybe later on that, because a lot of those seats are in California. About a dozen of the
seats. Yeah, but I think they'll go the way the East Coast seats go. Either the polling is wrong nationwide, or the polling's right nationwide.
I don't know. No, it's necessary if a Midwestern congressional seat's the same as a California seat. A lot of congressional seats can be local, be local issues.
But the polling companies. That's what I'm saying. If a polling company, the same, say you have Reuters polling or you have Quinnipiac polling, and they show a 0-point race in Virginia and a 0-point race in California, they're going to be wrong on their turnout models. Equally in both of them. Probably. So if they're wrong in Virginia, they'll be wrong in California. And if they're Democrat heavy in Virginia and the Republican wins, they should be Democrat heavy in California and the Republicans should win out there too.
Speaking of congressional seats and getting back to local politics, which only I know about, I don't know about California or national, where they go. But if indeed I will say this about your observation about the change in Congress. If indeed the Republicans hold the House, that is no question a victory for Donald Trump, that he will have saved it, because the average loss in all four elections for a White House participant or occupant is 28 seats.
Yeah.
And Obama lost 60-something, and Clinton lost 50-something the year after they lost. So the average nationwide is 28. So if it meets the average, then you change hands. But if he will have changed it. He will have changed the dynamic.
But when you look at those averages, too, they're considering Republican gains during Democrat president midterms equal to Democrat gains during Republican president midterms. In other words, they're weighting Republican and Democrat presidents equally. And the reality is, when you look at it, Republicans make greater gains during Democrat presidencies than Democrats make during Republican presidencies historically. But we've not had somebody quite as divisive as Donald Trump as president as a Republican.
But bringing it home, not saying they're going to win, but I think you're going to be surprised how many votes Tabitha Eisner gets in the second district and the Hagan girl gets in the third.
I'll be stunned if they're anywhere remotely 40% or higher. I'll be stunned if either gets 40%.
Will you?
I will, yeah.
I think both of them break 40.
Oh,
do you think Maddox breaks 40?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think he gets to about 43 or 4.
Who do you think is the top? Vance is the closest race?
No, he hadn't spent the money. I think Maddox is probably the closest Democrat. I really do.
I would say that no.